Wanted to piggyback on the announcements that Bill was already making. Bill is offering a class on Wednesday nights during Connect at 7 o'clock called The Upward Call. And The Upward Call is a class on spiritual formation. And if you would like to attend that class, we just need 8 people to sign up and get to, so that we have critical mass in the class. And to sign up for that class, go to our church website, livingwellchurch.org. livingwellchurch.org, and in the comments section, just put your name. If you would like to attend Bill's spiritual formation class, just go to our website and make a comment right there at your name, or at the comment section, put your name, and you can be registered then for the class. It's so good to have each and every one of you here this morning. I am looking forward to today. And let's pray together as we get ready to start. Yeah, Dan.
Good news and bad news on the fish trip. The good news is that we have filled up one boat. For the May 3rd trip. So that boat is locked in, and I know there's some people that still wanted to go, and if we end up getting 6 more, then we'll call and get another boat. So if you're interested in going, I can't guarantee that I can get you on a boat, but if we get 6, then you're in, okay? So if you're still kind of interested, let me know.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, thank you for this morning. We anticipate, Lord, the movement, the work, the ministry of your Holy Spirit right here, right now. We quiet our hearts before you, Lord, eager to hear what you have to say to us. And so, Father, we focus on you. We open our hearts to you, Lord, and we pray that this morning would be a wonderful memory of what you have done and a current reality of the Holy Spirit working in our lives right here, right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's worship him.
Good morning. Everybody got a seat? Can we ask you to get up out of your seats and join us in worship?
Sing and worship.
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted. And the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphs, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, and two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." At the sound of their voices, the doorpost and threshold shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," I cried, "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Then one of the seraphs flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I, send me."
Turning back. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
You may be seated.
He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort fraught. Whate'er I do, where'er I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me.
Please join us as we sing the chorus. He leadeth me,
he leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me, his faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me.
Sometimes mid scenes of deepest gloom, sometimes where Eden's flowers bloom, by water still, over troubled seas, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me.
He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me.
Lord, I would clasp thy hand in mine, nor ever murmur nor repine. Content whatever thought I see, since 'tis thy hand that leadeth me.
He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me.
And when my task on earth is done, when by thy grace the victory's won, hallelujah!
In death's cold wave I will not flee, since God through Jordan leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me.
Now, do you really believe it? Let's hear it.
He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand
Lord, that felt so good. Let's take it through one more time.
He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me.
For by his hand.
For by his hand he leadeth me.
Thank you, Lord, for leading us every step of the way, for we would be lost without you. Amen.
If you would please bow your heads and close your eyes as we go to the Lord in our corporate prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this blessing and privilege to live in a country that we can come together and pray as a unity and a group. I recognize, dear Heavenly Father, that there are other Christians that are just as willing to do what we want to do today and join in prayer, but suffer, losing their lives because of their inability to do what we're doing right now. Thank you for the privilege and honor to live in a country where I can live my faith proudly. Give me the courage that these Christians that are being martyred in other countries, give me the privilege to share my story with other people. Surely if they can give their lives, I can share my story. Dear God, thank you for your love. I recognize that I'm a broken person and everyone here has a need. You say to us, wherever two or three are gathered on that one will, that your will be done. And here we are today, dear God, praying as a corporate body. I know that the strength of every one of my Christian brothers and sisters out here today, focused on their goals of what you want them to become, will be. I humble myself before you, dear God. I pray that you will give me strength to be the kind of man that I can be for you. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your patience. I pray daily, dear God, what can I do for you? Give me grace for my others around me so I can shine as an example for you, dear God. Thank you for your love. Thank you for the privilege of living in a country like this. All this, we bless you and thank you in your name. Amen.
Others. Quietly, and that's because sometimes we don't have the faith to stand. But in the good book, it tells us that even when we are faithless, God remains faithful. And I promise you, if you will sing by faith these words, by the end of the song, he will refresh your spirit. And when he says, I will rise when he calls my name, I want you to quiet your heart and listen for your voice to be spoken on our beloved's lips, because he is calling to you right now. Even if you don't know him as your friend, he is calling to you right now. And for those of us that do know him, how sweet it is to know that he calls us his friend.
There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul, I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome.